Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I would direct your attention this morning to God's word as found in the 73rd Psalm, particularly focusing on the words of 25 and 26, where we read, "Whom have I in heaven but you, and on earth has nothing I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." The entire Psalm 73 is found on page 333 of Lutheran Worship, if you care to look at the whole psalm with me. As I say, we will draw our focus finally to the words just read. My dear fellow redeemed, it just ain't fair. It just ain't fair. A faithful mother is removed from their family by death. And the family down the street, who nearly spends a time of day with the Lord in any way, they prosper in good health. The honest businessman or woman fails at the enterprise, and the dishonest succeed. The crack house down the street seems immune to disaster. And the Christian families across the street is destroyed by fire. Cancer strikes the pastor, and the criminal remains healthy. It just ain't fair. One of the beautiful things about the Psalms as we find them in the Psalter is how easy it is to identify with what the psalmist so often is writing. What he is agonizing with and what he is fighting his battles with. This Psalm 73 is no exception, because the psalmist also came up with a conclusion along the way that it just ain't fair. He even tells us that he almost lost his faith over the fact that it just ain't fair. He starts out as a psalm, by the way, with a conclusion that he ends up with. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But that's his conclusion after the wrestling. Listen to his anguish. "But as for me, my feet almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold." Why? "It just ain't fair. For I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." And then he spends some next 8 verses rehearsing the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles, their bodies are healthy and strong, they're free from burdens, pride is their necklace, they have callous hearts, they scoff, they speak with malice, their mouths lay claim to heaven, their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, and it goes on and on, "How can God know?" they say. A functional atheist they become. That is what the wicked are like. Always carefree, they increase in wealth. It just ain't fair. And he draws the stark comparison. Surely in vain have I kept my heart pure. In vain have I washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been plagued. I have been punished every morning. It just ain't fair. Have you been there? Have you ministered to some who have been there? It just ain't fair. But he does say that if he had slipped down the rest of the path, he would have betrayed the fellow believers. And the clue to the fairness comes in verse 16. And the psalmist writes, when I tried to understand all of this, it was oppressive to me, listen now, till I entered the sanctuary of God, till I understood their final destiny. It is when he took his eyes off of the world, when he took his eyes off of the advantages of the world, that world that we're told that we're not of, but only in. As long as he focused there, it just ain't fair. And that's where you and I are. As long as we focus on the world and compare our lot with the world, it just ain't fair. But it's when we enter the sanctuary of our God, be that the actual church building, be that in meditating in God's Word, sitting at home in the quietness of our bed, or riding along the highway as we recall God's promises and His judgments, or for someone lying on a sick bed, remembering the words that they have heard in church, remembering the words that they had memorized, remembering the words that they meditated on in devotions, that it started to become fair. And in verse 18, surely you place them on slippery ground, you cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors, as a dream when one awakes. So when you arise, O Lord, you will despise them as fantasies. That's the outcome of the wicked, the true outcome of the wicked. In verse 23, what a marvelous confession. And one that I would hope that we could join in on this morning. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. In a sense, that isn't fair either, because we haven't earned it and we don't deserve it. But certainly, we who continue to bask these days in the light of Good Friday and Easter and Ascension and yesterday, Pentecost, certainly, we understand our relationship with our God. And then we can confess with the psalmist, whom have I in heaven but you? When I look to the highest heavens, it is only you, Lord. And of all the things that I can look around in this earth that may be appealing to the eye, earth has nothing I desire beside you. Because I know that even when my flesh and my heart fail, it is God who is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. That's where we focus our eyes, on God's promises, on His faithfulness. And so the psalmist ends with a final comparison. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, as for us, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I will tell you of all your deeds. My dear friends, Satan is all too well alive and well, and our flesh is there to plague us. And just because we're at this place does not make us immune to putting our eyes on the wrong things in this world. And when we're tempted to say it just ain't fair, then look, enter into the sanctuary of our God. Hear His promises. Remember His faithfulness. And we can say then together, whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Amen.